They made this request back in February before we even sent out official invitations for the debates. We knew going into that this was going to be one of the requirements, and so we were kind of ready.
You were ready. Did you have conversations about not necessarily doing the debate because of that requirement?
Not serious conversations. We knew that this was a debate that we wanted to have. We fulfilled this request before in 2010 during the general election debate. They had on candidates like pro-life, the candidate formerly known as Marvin Richardson, who lives in Emmett. And so this wasn't a new thing for us. This is something that we've dealt with before and we've fulfilled before.
And your reasoning for ultimately choosing to do the debate was to what? Add to the public discourse?
Exactly. We're the only statewide TV station. Ultimately, we were the only one who had a debate at all between Senator Fulcher and Governor Otter. And we feel like even with the candidates who aren't serious candidates or who are considered the fringe candidates, it's important to provide some sort of discourse, because for most voters in Idaho, this is the only exchange between Governor Otter and Senator Fulcher that they're going to hear. And that's really important to us.
Knowing now how it turned out, do you think that IPTV would have done the same thing again?
I think so. I completely stand behind our choice to, and I'm proud of it, because we really did provide the only exchange between Governor Otter and Senator Fulcher, and that's so important for voters. And I've just talking to people, I know that that meant a lot to people, the people who are able to look past the sideshow that was Mr. Brown and Mr. Bass. Actually did get something out of the discourse between Governor Otter and Senator Fulcher. And I know that for one person, it did change their mind on who they were voting for. And so I stand by that 100%. I'm not happy that it turned into a circus. I can laugh about it, but this is a process that I do take seriously. And I do want to focus on the debate part of it.
Did the response and the subsequent national interest surprise you?
It really did. It really did. There was a moment yesterday morning where I realized that it was going viral, yeah. And it was a little overwhelming for me. And so my producer and the executive producer and I kind of took a step back and started realizing what was happening and what our response should be, because we were getting interview requests and people asking us to clarify things, and we started seeing it pop up on social media everywhere, and we really did have to take a step back and take a deep breath.
Did it cause more reflection on the job that you did?
It did,
and
absolutely.
How do you think you did?
That's a great question.
Very, very difficult spot to be in.
It was a difficult spot to be in, and I did reflect on our decision to have the debate. As far as the job I did, I'm always going to nitpick over everything that I do. I'm just that kind of neurotic person. I think that I did the best that I could have done considering the situation and considering that I'm not even a year into this job. Right. I started in print journalism. I'm not a TV person. And so I think I'll be able to sleep well at night.
Do you at all blame the Otter campaign for putting Idaho Public Television in a difficult position?
You know, without Governor Otter, there would not have been a debate. And so in order to make it happen without giving an unfair advantage to any candidate, we were going to make it happen. And we fielded, I have to make it clear, we fielded requests from many campaigns as far as where to have the debate and what days to have the debate on, and as far as even where people stood on the stage. And so we fielded requests from several people in several races. And so this was something that we felt needed to happen. And if that was Governor Otter's request, without him, there wouldn't have been a debate. So we were going to do it.